You know, I was wondering, you know, if she could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like that.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Happy Friday. I'm going to go right into your calls. I've had a number of callers that are waiting on hold and I want to get to you right away. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for holding during the long break.
Yes, it is a good morning. Yeah, well, there's an awful lot could be said about the election and the party politics and all that goes on. I have voted Republican probably about 98% of the time for the past 40 years, and member of the Republican Party. I support Republicans, and I have not been pleased with the leadership. And the term rhino, I think, is very fitting for many Republicans because I don't believe that they truly stand for what the party stands for. And one of the things would be Agenda 21, which very few people seem to really understand what that is. But it was Tommy Thompson and the Republicans that brought that to Wisconsin. Now, that is a horrible law. And things like that should never have happened. And so that's one reason that the term rhino is very fitting for many Republicans. But as far as Rebecca Clayfish, I don't know if she's a rhino or a part of the old guard, the Republican oligarchy. I was not happy with her at all. Personally, I have met her. I've sat at the table with her, you know, at meetings, and she's a very nice lady. But I don't think she's what we needed for Wisconsin. And I voted for Tim Ranthom. He's the real deal. He's the real conservative. As far as Michaels goes, I don't know what he's going to do. I said I would have voted for him before Rebecca because I know her record. I know her history. I know that oligarchy and what they have done for years. And it has not been a conservative agenda.
So you're saying she's part of the oligarchy?
Well, I guess you could say that because... Because
she was a lieutenant governor?
What's that?
She was a lieutenant governor for 8 years, and that makes her part of the oligarchy? Yeah, I would disagree with that because...
I would say that she endorsed and supported Agenda 21. Now, you probably don't know what that is or have a good understanding of it, but any Republican that supports Agenda 21 is not a conservative. It's just like oil and water. They don't mix.
Global sustainable development. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, it's more than that. It's the powers behind it.
Well,
it's the
United, giving United Nations the power. I'm 99.9% certain that Rebecca Clayfish didn't support Agenda 21. I don't know if you talked with her directly, but that I would have to disagree with you on, and you know, for the number of years.
So you believe that she was in opposition to Walker and Thompson? Then is that they both supported it?
Well, see,
Thompson is the one that actually introduced it and signed it into law in Wisconsin. And Walker never did anything to rescind it, neither did Rebecca.
So if you say that you're a conservative Republican, do you believe in individual responsibility, and do you believe that everyone has the ability and the right to make their own decisions themselves regardless of what someone else does?
Well, when you say everyone, within the law...
Well, so what I'm getting at is that Rebecca's her own person, just like Scott Walker made decisions that on his own. I hold the person who made the decisions responsible for their decisions. I don't hold Rebecca Clayfish responsible for Scott Walker's decisions. I don't hold Rebecca Clayfish responsible for Tommy Thompson's decisions. And in fact, Tommy Thompson endorsed Tim Michaels. So I don't know. I don't get the tie between Rebecca Clayfish and Tommy Thompson, because they're, I don't think there's any love lost between the two of them. But yeah, I mean, I understand your passion about Agenda 21. I understand your passion about Tim Rantham. I know there are a lot of people. Well, I guess there weren't as many people. He didn't get that many votes in the primary. But I know that those who were Rantham supporters were very passionate about him. But I'll just say my personal experience with him. I wasn't impressed. I thought that he. And you know, I'll just say this because he's obviously not running for office. I guess at the sake of upsetting some of our listeners that were Rantham supporters, I just thought my perception of him. In fact, I got to know him prior to him announcing that he was going to run for governor, and I thought that he was relatively pleasant. He was a little bit difficult to schedule on the program prior to announcing that he was going to run for office. He was very particular and kind of pushy about when he wanted to be on the program, and it was almost as if he wanted me to bend over to accommodate him, and that was really a turnoff for me. And then when he, right before he announced his candidacy, he was invited on the program, and I didn't know that that was what he was going to do. I speculated that this was a prelude to that, and he came on the program, and he essentially dominated the conversation and interrupted me, and was really kind of disrespectful to me and to both Chris and me. And so that, to me, that said a lot about him. And so that was my...
Well, Rantham is not the issue anymore.
I know. But what
he did run, but... Right. The thing of it is we now, and Voss had a strong contender too. So do you support Voss? Do you like Voss?
Well, I don't dislike him the way some people do. I think that
my opinion is that he is despicable.
Well,
he is absolutely a despicable person.
Well, and why
and
do you
I
say
wish
that?
He would have been beat.
Why do you say that?
Well, because of how he has conducted the Elections Commission, what he has done there, and he was the one that tried to put to shut down Rantham. He took his committees away. He did everything to him because he didn't like what Rantham was doing, and Rantham was standing up for we the people in the Constitution, and that irritated Voss, so he tried to shut him down.
Oh, so you don't believe that Voss represents we the people or the Constitution?
Apparently not. No, I don't.
Well, have you?
And there's a lot of people that have voted for him. In fact, he got like 51% of the vote.
Well,
in the
right.
Primary.
And do you? I mean, have you looked at Voss's voting record on the legislature? Because if you check it out and compare it to Rantham's record, Voss actually has a higher conservative rating than Rantham does. Did you know that?
Well, I don't know what that was based on because I didn't see it. And you could have a 90% conservative voting record and be a horrible representative if you're voting for the wrong things, if you're not supporting those key, those critical issues, the things that really define what you are at heart.
Well, and I guess I would say this, and I mean, I'm not going to be, I mean, Robin Voss can defend himself, but in the conversations that I've had with a number of the assembly members, they do have a respect for him, and I mean, it is a difficult position to be in.
Well, they have to either respect him or be thrown out of their committees. That's what he does. So, yeah, they respect him because of his power.
Well, let me ask you something about Trump. Do you see any, and this just kind of popped into my head, but do you see any parallels between perhaps Trump's methods and Voss's methods? I'm not talking about with regard to anything to do with the election, but just, Trump wasn't particularly a warm, cuddly fuzzy kind of guy either. And I wouldn't
Trump
say-
is the president that ended abortion on demand in the United States. Now, I know there's a lot of states that still have abortion laws on the book that permit that. But that was the difference in Trump and a whole lot of Republicans, people that call themselves Republicans, is that Trump actually did something. One of the greatest things that he did was to end abortion on demand. And for that, every person that calls themselves a Christian should be thanking God for President Trump.
Well, I'm grateful that he appointed Supreme Court justices that decided to reverse Roe v. Wade. That's indeed true, but I'll leave it at that. I'm glad that we are where we are with regard to Roe v. Wade, but I think there are a lot of things that we still need to change about this country. And I think President Trump did a good job at inspiring or encouraging his fellow Americans to, and I've said this on air before, channel their inner American.
He didn't do just a good job. He did a great job. He secured the borders. He strengthened the military. The economy was great. So I don't know. You can pick and choose something you don't like about him. He didn't have, in some ways, the greatest personality. But for America, he did what was right.
Well, and I think, too, if you look at the way that the media treated him and the way that the left treated him, I don't think it really would have mattered. I mean, if you go back to, and I think I talked about this yesterday, about the way that Ronald Reagan was treated. I mean, it doesn't matter who the Republican is. I mean, I hate to even make the comparison because in retrospect, I voted for George W. Bush, but I don't think that he was particularly conservative, and he certainly didn't accomplish that which Trump did. But the point is that I don't think it matters who is in the White House. If they have a R next to their name, they're going to be targeted, and they're going to be targeted by the left and by the mainstream media, and I don't see any way that that's ever going to change. And even if we were to elect someone other than Trump in 2024, the same types of attacks are going to happen, because it's really not the person that they're attacking so much as our principles and the Republican Party platform.
Well, they'll be attacked, but not to the degree that Trump was. I mean, the more conservative they are, the more pro-American they are, the greater the attacks will be. Some Republicans, if they're not really aggressive, they don't get attacked like Trump did, and so there is a difference.
Well, yes, but I think ultimately it wouldn't matter who was in the White House. If it's a Republican, they're going to be attacked. I mean, they attacked George W. Bush. They attacked Ronald Reagan. They attacked Bush 1. I mean, the whole thing is it really has to do with ideology, and what a Republican represents to the left is a threat to what they want to do to this country the way that they want to. And, you know, we didn't know this back in Reagan's days, but I believe that they were even working to transform America back then. They just didn't have the vehicle that they do now. And so subsequently, I think that's why we have to work to push back against those who are trying to oppose our values and principles. Well,
yeah,
Bill,
and that's what I do, and that's why sometimes I have to hold my nose and vote for these here Republicans that I don't really have that much respect for, but they're far better than the alternative.
Yeah, well, and I mean, the alternative is Tony Evers and Josh Call and whomever is the next, well, whomever is the Democrats picked for the lieutenant governor, and Mandela Barnes. We have to be in opposition to him as well. Well, Bill, hey, it's been nice to talk with you this morning. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. I'm going to go take a break, and then I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. Thanks for joining me this morning. Oh, I'm so glad it's Friday. I bet you are all too. I am going to leave you with this thought. I appreciate your calls this morning. Didn't get to as many of them as I could. However, I appreciate the conversation I had with Bill. Thanks for calling in this morning. I was giving it a little thought over this last break, and I guess my perception of all of this is that I am not going to put, and I never will, put my faith and trust in a human being. My faith and trust is in my Creator, my Redeemer, my Sanctifier, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And I know that we can never make this life here on earth perfect, because the perfect life awaits us. And I just want to leave you with the optimism and the what we can look forward to in this next life. And we're not going to find it here on earth, but I remain optimistic that we can still do what we can to make the best of things here on earth before we reach our final destination. I got a boogie. God bless. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you again on Monday. Damn.